This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
A deletion quoted. Twilight and striving's ice, the braids of unnameable change, to recoil at the fading of her face, the nimbus of dissonance, rain like sparks, the real thrill of the open frame, peak dispelled, the long phone call of deeper trouble, tender-hearted lacerations, the shiver of ineffable distance, irredeemably bruised, with trembling is this released, the blue cool evening and the way a wet chill inspires. A musical score intend. Along the theological mean, there lies exposed a speculation, the stock of sense tenderly advertent. Say a sense. Its architectural plan, for whose innovation the purple host designates itself fit and smug, perversely independent, striving under its franchise. The depicted object is but a priming coat, moot and miserable, wakeless. Sagacity is paragon, an under-reckoned vista. Popular opinion supposes such sight, and the program, while glorious, cannot provide enough judgment, but some, perception stirring. If the world is wide enough, why are there these things wherein lie such tonal cracks? Between dogma and substance, between causal agents and the strain of hypothesis, like the legal patterns of sexual conquest, when love first sighed its erring escape, the long unwinding scene of unconscious aim, seeing as a glorification, a brainchild understood, a look completely unfair, compositions, invasions, seeing as a Protestant position, induction theorized, the psyche lost. Speculate then, imagine, hypothecate, and smile. The new precise pattern, the gaunt aspects of progress, incantation with intention. Adam's maiden. She is appallingly homely, boldly common, simple, almost absolute. In the conjunction of pain and elastic patience, the grinding philosophy of familiar devices. A third volume, an acquisition, playing area between probability and surface. Facile and fluid, a costly half-witted breakdown, challenge the tappet of the ecumenical whole, skin perceptiveness, the sphere of feather tops and filmy blouses, azaleas on the tundra, movement plain but debonair, specialist of clean cloth, of penetration, of accomplishment, a force of melted people, professional in prim long-sleeved dresses, in the good land of anticipation and construction, the deep confines of courage. Adjusting the ash heaps. This could be February in 1960, save for the cold sweat of panic, alarms panache. The hand is in. A cold sky as laid out as a gallery, as three, four dancers and more effective. Tuesday is a period. The threat is evident. Defunct lamps muttering in the dark, their flames bent by bugling winds, the practical skill of nations, history's encroachment. There could be particular rules for each day. We could clear this all up with a bi-monthly mop, meticulously faithful. Jesus, just another drag queen, son of a mannequin's equation. And danced all the modern dances. The root word supposed, there remains the amount of time it takes a moonbeam to travel a nerve's pathway. Each signals inevitable decay, the nimble increases devolving. Love clipped, sure as cigarettes and his raw angry walk. The pinned female presence, tenuous, fragile, lithe, naked in the wet velvet grass, or cylinders of cut light round in the dusk. Miles over the moonstruck boat, over the silver grass, like the nude Christ within, straw man, the unformed fantoccini of threes. The root word still hunts an adulteress in the silver grass, tumble mounted for all the time within. Broken ghosts. A hazy remembrance on the lips in the small blue hours, riding the moody twilight. Tired, trembling sponsor of the moribund, billowing at taps. Sinister, resilient, vocative against the headstones. Strong vistas worn away in the waves. What inner light? The shadow illustrated. Rancid, menacious. The sentence encountered. Bleached silver. Flowers on the bias between their fragrance and their petals trace. Puritan smooth, inanimate as a sign's arc and as fevered. The citizen's reinvestment in Adam's one sin. Carnal prophecy at the instant of midnight, flapping gray. The vestige of iniquity. The oblique worked out in impulse. Ignition circular. The spiraling of blasphemous chill. Tidal. Tegumont of the unyielding deceased, their marrow's anguish, rocks and dust, the numb semi-darkness, the memory of full-colored sparkle sprung into the world, all in accusative case, drifting and imprecise, the ashes of ascension. Choosing a tree to dance around, weeds to weave wreaths from. Regretful candleberry, the mammy tree's changing woeful states, golden chinkapin and oculus weed, the pitying willow tree, ligneous plants unequaled by burnt umber, Florida strangler fig, the excellent Burmese rosewood, the Kentucky coffee tree, Edesia under the red saunders, Pacific silver fir, soapberry, scarlet wisteria, dandelions beneath the kino gum, the exorable and dreary cabbage tree, the tolu balsam tree, the indefensible corn cockle, eremitic, catambilla and ox tongue, sapote and paddock, beyond the orange hawkweed around a devilwood, on this stage the peak on our dais, African walnut, the unbearably preposterous Psychotria capensis, shipping route to a very simple point, peachwood and coral bean, the shaving brush tree, that aimless, hovering smile, Queen's crepe myrtle, bottle gourd, lemonwood tree, pine, timberland, dusty green, miles long, appears within these sounds, jointed and kindled, my woody plants, Indian chickweed, the birch or the pollard, the gingiva, the granadilla, Conocarpus erectus, sprain the alligator weed into marble wood. A button mangrove is quite good for nothing. Can you stand in the middle of this? Tansy ragwort, sapwood, fireweed, the lacewood, the lonesome cocklebur, redwood and the devil's darning needle, mere aesthetic weeds, the flame tree, Russian cactus, the course of a slave's winter, a soot-black rose garden, the one and only pragmatic compass point, the grains of paradise. Which white cinnamon tree? Panama redwood. The sycamore, lush and yellow, the incense tree. The white papanak, Japanese sumac, the orchard is somewhere. Beech, Australian nettle, coal black. The ruby wood, alien. And the roof garden. Psalmwood and calaba, remorseful. Rueful, oxandra antique, camwood fermenting, Barnaby's thistle, Persian lilac, Ceylon gooseberry, the highly pragmatic Cylopia ethiopica, gloomy and cracking the essential climb, wild parsnip, marmalade plum, beefwood, the shingle tree, the pepper tree, the Japanese lacquer tree's decorative burl, as though rose chestnuts followed down the ribbon of the railway yard in coal black ferment. Logwood tree, the knitting needle tree, carob and the sole carlwood, the elm's angry knots, blackwood by the cubic yard, mahogany. Compassing material ends. A man named Ambrose sits on the hillside, his name a street into an answer to the river's shadow, its legends and the dark third level. His is the perfected pain, scraped from dirt. He is crying, groping for signs in the dark. The channel retraced, double yet individual and plastic, with an eye towards abasement stain. A brisk canard of cheeky apparitions drawn in chalk, their time drawn in, lying as expenditure. It may be that within the far-off steeples flickering with, there lies some witty hypnotism, a wounded chronicle, a stick of light stirring the shadows, some soothing lesson. It may be, but for now he sits on the hillside remembering the last her fingers did, fingers versed in the lessons of the good gospel according to touch. Enemy of the absolute. Spectral colors, one digit and handwriting, straightening out from heel to hip, a quite promising remark. You're slit like the sun's tears, charmingly unripened, as pleasant as sea-green winds. Chroma across the dunes, pure dark jade under the forepaw of an unsanded metal glove. Adulterous most gay, softly naked against the pleasure ground, adjusted in the tomb, tender, beside a little straw hat. Rocks like scattered testicles, as astonishingly useless as prairie thick with common sorrow. Smoky strumpet, brutally undisciplined. Your enchantment index done in yesterday at the annual carnival. The sting of a mirrored spider, like death perched in your soul, wearing only tomato red mittens. Entropy's voice. A play in four axes. Axis 1. Shall we two lie together? Or does the mercurial past tense reduce your fondness to a mere secretory phase, intimacy receding? Is not the naked heart climax enough, the clock of subtle tenderness, the smallest circles shot through with tangents? Something kindles that dead spot in the midsection, the touch of paper slippery as silk, or misgivings left upon the tongue like a black flower, the apex of breath's clarity, Eden in four dimensions. There are these things that matter. Morning's domain, faintly radiating, the freshened blood, the compass of your face, the willingness to gaze upon a branch, the forms of fatal embrace. Axis 2, a mansion fallen. It's about time to come predicting God's center of attention, the sphere's upside peak, his fondness for irritation, the worldwide extension, intimacy well beyond any receding secretory phase, mercury of the past tense. Shall we two lie together, pressure reduced down to a single dot, perspective's final scope? Details antecedent, too socially garbled, dynamic, and Shylockian. Private, the common planetary house setting the right stage, spinning top of four more sides, the far more subtle tenderness of the mythological big top, the forms of fatal embrace, the house of patriotism. The dead spot in the midsection, private kindling, an aristocratic dimension, social menstruation. An ammunition clip, organ damage, a perfectly knotted moral four in hand. Axial disconnect, receding. The naked, infarcted heart in clock time as free instincts burn unconnected on their microscopic stage. The smooth fit, the smooth touch that paper provides underneath his fancy romantic ears. At the movies, the region between horizontal and panorama. Steely sexual climax. Confused enough. She is highly skilled, Johnny on the G-spot. Fictional nothings. Nothing is circular. The smallest particle is shot through with tangents. The multitude seems upset. The black tongue of misgivings like a hacksaw of awareness, breath's clarity, the will to gaze upon a branch. Fresh blood is a vector sum, a compass point's tip, the richer humor of a hunch fastened to a flower, Eden in four dimensions, the fragile grace of the intensely civic, that shattered bluish look right at a tantrum's apex, that account of your narration. That was no metaphysical orgasm, a face preoccupied, faintly radiating. Morning's domain lies in the background. Is here, is the province of death and winged coaches. Interlude, asides of the heart. Time burns, fastening rain, axial, panorama, skilled sexual climax, confused galactic, annexed tantrums, the sum of compliments, the left past tense of spirit, serpentine columns, literary medal, state art and madness, haunted but admired, the journey disregarded is here, the household of the wing. Axis 3, it yet remains to see. Like a page centered on attention, the upside of fondness is as much individual irritations receding, peaks within spheres, affection predicting, secretory recovery, effrontery at midfield, all about a time to come, Mercury missed, the spinning top of its planetary house, the forms of fatal embrace. The details are incomplete, socially garbled, Shylockian and private, the four sides of a mythological big top, tender recitations, the cerebral coach, all dimensioning is aristocratic, a double-decker house, the moral damage of a wooden leg. That spot in the midsection that kindles the private death, the disconnected instructor, the prone and quite naked heart, social menstruation, the ammunition of the real, clock time, humorous theater, a service like a drum, like a circus tent, its special pointed sides, the levels of its state, the offstage exhibit, scattered and fulfilled. Distributed into a passenger car at 11:30 yesterday. Disposition of the case, instincts freed from burning time, real smooth. Paper pumps its touch. A man adjusts his eye shade, affects the power of romantic airs, increasingly fancy. Insults crawled from the Mississippi, geological wool gathering. Johnny's weak spot, one civic nerve. Better than the movies, visibly soft-hearted, the statistician's donation, the political program, all horizontal surface and open panorama, the skillfully executed endpoint, an alienated climax, insidiously deep like a tantrum, the aristocrat's exit, stage right. Everything is circular, the deepest bloom, inconspicuous courage, the flood tide, brass, the disjointed dead, the heart's orbit, the tangent points of justification, a hacksaw's black tongue, the thickness of misgiving, the magical naked midriff, the gazing at a branch, humor center, four dimensions reduced to a single dot, the haunted past tense, pure apex, its moral quite forgotten, receding, maternal. A vector sum of primes, a shattered blue vortex, its cycle infarcted, old age burning. The biography is the chapter, the zodiac playing time, the summit's serpentine columns, state-of-the-art madness, this smell of weapons, a fallen mansion, an anchor's centric aggrandizement, illogical sprightliness, orgasm's metaphysical face, faint but radiant. Morning's background, death's domain. Is here, with wings. Axis 4, upon gazing at a branch. This is all apex, the vector sum of romance, Mercury missed. Naked like the heart, serpentine, freed from horizontal surface, the zodiac playing time. Peaks within spheres, the deepest bloom, panorama receding, fatal embrace, and all tangents, orgasms, metaphors. The disjointed dead, morning silken radiance, the domain of wings. Friday above a mountain pass. Dürer would have seen a reason for living, Marianne Moore. Her unconcerned stroll is neither header nor substructure nor clay. The scenery of Puritan America. The Alleghenies with their catwalk of wires, their magic lines. Her cobwebby crinkled glance. A saggy bending of the knees. Wait, she says, ride, run. The ways in the lane and the donkey work puzzle. The ways in the picture's twist, accelerating in the change of location. The purely random X. From Flames Etched. All your coaxing will only make a bitter fruit. H.D. But from what open eye does the gash begin? Snapshots of mood? Flash, the lamp flaring up, its fuse precipitating? Beelzebub in carmine, shadowy and sluttish in orgasmic release. The dangling long paws, frail sunshade, feminine sparkle as wanton as accented garments, the shimmer of a heartbeat, tripping, throttle, the reverse pulsation, that serviceman in the raglan sleeves, feminine sparkle, Beelzebub is crime, her shimmering heartbeats, she flares up shadowy and sluttish, vitality. Her valet de chambre shears her loose past, faint-hearted spirit of the drawer. It matters, the tonus of the heart. It matters, simulated ruby. It matters, the way true lightning wraps itself into daylight and dismissal. Devices turned miniature, the pantheon of sparks. Freedom is the trace in flames. Gasoline and ivory. A child is most strange in silhouette, the spawn of every careful word. Watch crystal, gritting keystone, tuned monolith, semen and jewelry. Blessed seed of the thick lexical maximum, Japanese girls, the calculus of gravestones, vain, bitter, and impassioned. Quartz glass, the first pebble in the ring. A lyricist's literature, lovely things united, an intricate ditch, in August, the vivid first waiting, the potent palpitations of Main Street, Catholic and explicit. Grace with a kindly manner, narration as thought, the radio link with the tie-in curve, a different checkout procedure, a complete compendium. A full actual test. A less severe strain learned in time to pay a debt, pushed through, naked and puckered and old like an exploited land, like a base viola's galvanic pile of concentric blemishes. Long silk-like narratives as lustrous as mountain chains, soft as light and impudent as steel. Hylum. In a low-stakes game, all winning is suspect. Independent path to the science of the runaway, a network of salt-crusted roads and a slowness. Red-hot, leaded bronze allocated and stripped as each dark strand becomes, seeing as misuse. She tries to get by on tangents, endeavor, forgetful whining. Her shady meshwork wheels on tenderly. Impassioned chains of mortar, dark as corroded copper. So, different respondents wage a battle of answers, a part taken from the pages of American newspapers. Uninitiated, the young burn and carry on, their laughing crescent's cool bitter slice, their weeping its own wreath of dispensation. How to foil liquid fire and glimmering water. From within a dictionary of dizzying grimaces, a Palladian orbit reflects some far-off, flimsy spatial fire, ringed in a wispy blue corona. Ignition, the glow of fresh rain. Satan's luminous as feminine as a lunar month. Its tripping typeface little more than a crude sketch, but enough in this half-light thin as friction to flip the horizon over, hemisphere of old things and distances. Maternal feelings and blank accents matter, and so a blue rainbow circumambulates her charm, every glint a text form, fluorescence against gaslight, against the mackerel sky, absolving candlelight flickers, the frail light within, the panoramic interior must, the burning nerve. I thirst. Admission by stages. That connection with an autistic child, the analyst's incest is elsewhere, by the greenhouse or in an elevator car, is about the forgiveness of dependable objects, much like cavalrymen on the screen, a soul central storage, information anatomically sure, winter's rampart. Came the cup in equal parts vinegar and blue, cathodoluminescent, elliptic, Byzantine and solitary, a cell, odyssey of unfamiliar music, the simple machine of one bright boy, bright at light speed, a near classic myth, the threshold of a live bit, an opium minute, the double door beyond the double door, a scrap of painting, the plan of a space, the earth rid of its fissures, the wisecrack of the December solstice weary of plans. Then recitation. The doorstep reached, the right hand of empire, kerosene and fresh coffee, a wafer and a glass of Coca-Cola, a gondola crossing the porch, a laughing ghost as possible entry into her crevice, a submission and fall, but the wrong submission, a note sedate and flat as the vast kitchen floor, precipitation played false, like bunting around the door frame, just series, the snowflake's grammatical cases. And finally, winter time. Zodiac signs and television, what the lamp said, dancing forms, a solitary bachelor, the elegance and warmth of a grand railroad car, the yard at night, the quips of biblical enterprises, the soft glass of identical details amid this frozen bonanza. January is for the nostalgic, the tiny fracture of a minute, for evening photographs. How well do your poems light the fire? If I whisper lunar incantations, does the validity of the dream life suppose a maker? John Berryman. Such lovely shame, bed covers bind her back chat, the randy stains, the too dark outpouring, utopia's border found but uncrossed. Elsewhere, the language plain, and how it stirred the archaic bastard up, and how, under his grimace, there became one more guttural copybook, The Crying Gulls. After that, St. John, playful rascal that he was, and lacking moral backbone, wound up his scratches, identity buried, the wavering echo of profane script, side breezes spreading like an actor's line. This catechism is a numbers game, crazy from the work of inception. Mysterious bubbling tome, smooth with wax, a chain of lace, locution without expression. The evening's bell ringer, her nude face, the literary twine loosened, a flushed knave's provocative interpretation. In the juvescence of the year, the schism contains its own prime objective, abysmal across an opening move, lustrous but gashed and furrowed and creased, is the very red cord of Sarah's hand, within her cells, satiny and glazed. Living in tailored skin, female smells in shuttered rooms, that which is all Latin I cannot recollect. Extravagant claptrap behind pairing, res publica beside Piaget, a sliver of division, fluffy chenille and calico, neither detritus nor moat, an insulator's estate. With perfect contempt, one discovers an obtainable typescript, this arrested lunation, this stone, a twill weave of acrylic paint. One gesture of the heart. Bare cinema, enameled lace, desperate panting beneath the fringed dimity, to be perceived as a generally satisfying but lower fuck, whichever sheet, its coarse fibers a yoke enveloping red cloth into a train of thought, a slice of lemon in seersucker. The land would be a more substantial piece of ass, a glorious constructor stained with sand. Where the meanings are. The taking into custody becomes selection, a limit, center over true miscellanea. The center in the very first days of puppy love, undulating shark beyond the water, in essence fixing something truly old. In essence particular, one, but too inferential, too radically different, grounded in choice and natural objects, the pathological quiet dust of any meaning. At the material fringe. Woolens complete the question, the varnish of a piece of cloth, superbly extravagant, utterly literal, doubly belated, magnificently corporeal, a wadding made even greater by its margin of hard scrabble preferment, forcing its translucent substance into living mesh. The said will tell. Painfully ragged, the photographic print is done its petulant outpouring. A paper maker, a wasp, its transparent substance tracking throughout its natural enclosure. Besides, these stitched brushstrokes, this painted face, are little more than lubricators, a stone for a lake, a new filling, following, swelled, modern, colonial. More literalists of an early, sparse faith. Love's tells. There are chances within her kneeling warrior, too young, the drive for love massed enough to crush, an estrus and congenitor charmed. Her sunny weak parts sunk down in the deep red of her sex for fear of that most gentle wound, like the waiting groove of a cold musical score. Putting love away, she is so smitten, she gushes like an oculist's high flux, but chastened by the mediocrity of her own persona, the constant dear tempter, a five-game romp, whispered metaphors, hers is latent heat, agency, and crimson bravery muted, his, humanity, brilliantly raw, simulacrum in the hunt to tell, draw another card, flaming learner, and believe. Mysteries of luminance. The throaty rasp of entropy and the great harm of ritual. It is a demon's blood-chilling misfortune that angels shroud ordinary fanatics. Our scientific scenery, the cynical watchwords, the way they refute any vestige of the colossal. Dancing about these fires, each penumbra is its own enigma. The little terrors sneaking into the closed books of children, straining to clarify the desperate events in the blotted-out word of God, the candid agony, a story in mere fact, the Baptist in a double-breasted suit, arrogant deceit, the soul's tawny tint, its angry reason as electric as cold rain driven on her face, the word assigned as a narrow beam, assigned the word of honor, the mosaic phrase. The language of tattoos of fractals, of the sensual strut, of this new place in American history, of ornaments chain, Hail Mary, blessed birth canal of invocation. Mystical Logos. His dry and passionate talk devoured the afternoon. T.S. Eliot. She is temptingly inflamed, as though poetic's perimeter is there in his new book, vertically marked, as free as a field hero, the gossiper of less prominent trends, and he is a jargon collector with a frightful predilection for names, all that aphrodisiacal give and take scraped into division, a dropped line, a knowing reference. She yields to his sense of taste, to the mechanical stroke of flesh, to American words, the lexicon of the apocalypse. Pagination oblique as it is solemn, the origin of angelical hubris, zinc and nectar, saints and saintly robes, the voided fact, ungodly pleasure buzzing along a telephone wire. She is delivered of herself, delivered of ambrosia and sweet cream, of the deep and pungent joke, chewed up in this bracing public lecture, in the discourse of citation and the gospel of signs. Never dream of pearls. Did Eve dream of marriage, venerating blossom and vulva, the notions of a more modern standard? There must be conjugal idolatry in all such magic. Pray, take my flower. And from magic, procreation. The case for rights, common and submissive. Idolatry put up as prize. All desire is dispossessed in this liquid twilight. My beloved's rise from sleep, her waning song of objections. Sleepy voice, sleepy tempo. The muddle of the nonconformists. Love dispossessed. Love and sleep mingled. I am woven in your hair, passion's abuse. The capacity of the voice to stir flames clings to all things vulgar, to conjectures, hot denials. This, then, is the dilemma of uncommon, undying love. The grace of coffee cups, rain in the evenings, bees among the wild honeysuckle, busy streets of dusky simplicity. Only the piquant word becomes love, crushed leather and pearls, ardor by the cupful, liquid and voltaic. No future but itself, snappy. There is credit enough in the terse snow, in the corn on burnt knees, thin as knives, discriminating, penetrative, snappy. There are dragons in the snow, too old and centered for ultimate answers, making their lives a mixture of myrrh, fantastic numbers, and sinners guessing their grades. Their needs matter, with the agamid lizard in deathly pale shadow, or by Coulomb signals, stabbing tracks and layered vessels at 7:30 on a Sunday morning, four jacks and a broken glass on the table, the low means of magic, damned crisp, snappy, a full bang up sentence, a fussing laugh laughed with mechanical foresight, electric current writhing like a snake, an ancient claim, a virtual eclipse, the words of serious commitment, a frescoed dragonfly new and available, soft in the hottest part of the deepest bone, snappy. The necessary mythical creature remains to ride the ordinary, mythical monster in power descent, the flying dragon, the burial and complement of institution's process. The laugh of an extraordinarily beautiful man is the laugh of percentage, is for its own sake. And the sake once felt, the book is tangent, spectrometric, rain in bottles. The year smoke came down about the housetops in Nagasaki, snappy. Of public corruption. Her bloom, swollen and feral, vanishes along the level of astonishing failure, heir to the fiercest telling senses. Quiet ruthlessness, implicitly distended. A gentle cruelty. Tinder for the body, processing anger. But the years, abrasive and clean, like a linen-covered tray or a flood appealing the message of this play, the spirit fixed. Such parentheses of wit abuse her bloodthirst for the ineffectual and odiote, which could be just bad luck but for these bloated conceits and the usual sophisticated pleasures that obligate the void. Oral sex and Gothic architecture defended. Let us go back and begin again where the function overwhelms all hesitation and seems like an act of nature. Susan Stewart. A variety. The flicker overleaps, lucid endorsement of a blue and larger island. Its shadow and its fear, as visual as the same fear that shakes imperfectly her limpid audacity. Adequate but scruffy attention over his workbench. Drop. Cutting the facial vein. The crystalline sullied. Sharp-worded. Astute. And then collapse. of self-consciousness. Flat, acerbic, tart italics racked up in seated constants, another high-pitched pinnacle without divine sanction or organization, motley as a cracked drumhead. This mixture, pouting, extends a vital clue, her chin providing that one last and feeble spark to take us lands away. She is a legitimate trade name, with status, weary phantom within the cards, tinny and transparent. Of clover and bell towers. The forehead of the artistic contrast behind each tirade, unyielding. Fixated fender for that brow, for sunken cheeks. Throughout, she grapples with skittishness, with buttocks and the appearance before of exquisite reshufflings. Of small ghosts. One stabbing discharge, the lottery check debilitated, coping with things abrupt, with her crisp feminine lightness, flicker with a dusty cast, and above all, edgy and besmirched. Pieces of draft. The hiss of flight on winter afternoons, white linen and needles painfully embryonic, viciously bruised. The spatial past, its assailants crushed for the sake of justice, for the sake of the smoldering pelvis. The electric discharge of an artery along the inner thigh, so lightly fingered by a paper thrush. Point of reference. Jeremiah is the key revelation for God's 22 truths, a blossoming performance. Just so is she, my one-week-old lover, a brief statistical wrinkle. We paused for a heart-shaped wand flower unfolded in the ancient ooze, a more recent hygira. I shall not murder. She paints daisies, scorpions, and weeds, voodoo restrained. Publication is a pheasant's eye, she says. She is the new Latin of 1908, but humble. We are woefully incomplete. The antique references crisscrossed and guarded, worship adapted, coming apart and melodically crying. Portraits and mirrors. Grappling with seeing, with the way reflections bend, scheming with each picture's charge to the interpreter, who claims to have tasted the light within, fess and epaulet, the bishop whose portion is to be illumined in sparks, by rosy sparks face up in an ionized channel, embouchure of the word within a word, of confronting. Each curve is difference on the brain's lee side, rises into the confused and bracing voice. Cathexis escaping from these thin sheets into the thick audio of boldface, awaits the sass of hilarious dissonance, the veneer of keen, fresh breezes, an image as myth. Production line. A dragonfly in ghostly testimony to the wide metrical line, the unconscious undercurrent of ancient inbreedings, to writers perversely erotic. Forward their infectious harmonies, a line of merchandise and low at that, a symposium of cold rain. This keen vortex suggests a game, tart and dirty, knife-like, astringent, tangy. A faint crease is all that remains of that violent stream, the seam of sensory change, the snake doctor's charms, the incisive idioms of the experiment, its fermentations a calculated foot race, simmering menses, piercing furrows, ultraviolet overspill, the meteor of so much more. All swept away in the winding inundation beside that tide water, the constant stream of adjustment, of rotation and onslaught. Eli's disconnected river, its various velocities too small for love, too ruddy in the fall, too lacrimal, too beautifully laconic. Incubation on a cross, an interlibrary loan, pennies in a row. Spire not true. The breeze on her face is just professional whirl and waft, pinioned against the fringe, as a banknote is to meet, all practical, a promising snicker. She became illustrious like the sign of the water-bearer, like the semblance of wings in modern aeronautics, shoddy, the fetish of innocence, the disingenuous gentle wind, moths brilliant of wing, their insect arms have never embraced, their insect bones are broken, disturbing, brutal, above all, lifelike, convincing, and splendid. An owlet moth in furious rupture, as new as this open air, as this emerald ghost. Stand and grieve. The generalization is here within capacity striving, a programmed line of curious guesswork, a Hegelian literary abstraction, the causal agent whipped into shooting, their fat trophies anticipated. It is their only preoccupation, whose significance in the event is simple argumentation, but more affectionate, the odd feeling that invention is no longer choice or need. How does one imagine in this age in which nothing signifies the old perspicacities and their conceptions? But there was that building of senators, when the campus cracked and whatever bringing there was closed, the flightiness of a course of study once scattered, together now in some closer sympathy, agreement stayed, and still flower-scented breezes fold into musical themes of calculation, ciphering this scene. State of grace. There is an angel due north, bitterly proper, gaunt, of medium height, of a breed receiving faint vindication, spread out in fiery points, at purity's summit, who listens amid ostentation's unstopped wrangle for rebellion on the lips, for vagrant moods, for arousal rising from blue throats like neon locusts released against this land, lawlessness and nurture entangled, burning like a quarrel, for rotating shafts and shattered ships, for the agency of idle words, for the unbearable signature of flesh. Stone, wet rime, and needles. Like bitter chocolate or marble and drift ice cabochon cut, like a chondrite in lava, Prometheus moody during the fourth act, as grim as a silver and ebony military man, honors bleak future. Fatal diaphoresis, unmanageably saturnine, bootleg sullen, inglorious and steep. The way treasure happens, the smooth oval, a book of cakes, a gentleman's gentleman. The fretful lightlessness of death and frost and Kalishi, their small crystal trouble. Two systems of calculus after Shakespeare. The shingling in the pit providing seed and achromatic hoarfrost, and a tree filled with supposing, another man crushing, demanding. The peculiarly ignominious target's tilt. Mordant thoughts in rhyme, in stone, wet rhyme, and needles. Substance dissolving. This whole step is on that same decline, as disunited and interrupted as Christian perfection, the refinements of solemn intent, an acute embarrassment, a phantom's pathology, a relevant subtlety. There is a corresponding diagonal between those two points of heart and bone and your Savior's irrepressible rakishness, ascendance discounted, suggestive, and eccentric. Deification with that honey-in-the-sun tint, that faint speck of trouble, a local wraith vulcanized and amplified, an intellectual opus like sapphires and phlegm in a silver cup. The flame in the flesh's vision. Is it worth the time, the bended minutes, for this dark cascade of ghost-written frosts and mists? For ghost-written boats, the crossbred walls, for deferrals alien and bitter. After all, tepid water corrupts. The holy man's madhouse, particular, a conduit to mercy's bridge spanning those who bathe in the uses of brackish waters. Compassion's square root, midway prompts, simple prediction, the lone night in glorious foreboding. his whiny sky, his lost gestures and poses, the wasting disease, but to drink from a furnace, the watercolorist's trip hammer, the way the long-shanked dead leap and twist, the self-realized and perfect saint washed in gasoline, the scars of imagination, the pyre at the door, to appear in adamantly bare shoulders, to bathe the wicked with curving shreds of cadence, to buy back a penny's worth of eternity, to be the one ghostly dancer in scarlet rising. The laurel wreath, palm in one hand but in the hand extended, Christian political faith, unfathomed testis of apostolic age, the mauler in the vestry, that question about the chapel, some pretty humorous writing there. So the left hand easing up for the virgin's kiss, slips instead up her skirt. A wholly new picture of mankind, somewhat skeletal, an aptly gothic souvenir of hope, notwithstanding that a basilica is half unplumbed asylum. The disciples of Christ, their steamy, big-boned figure, their great rock of sanctuary. That was beautiful penning, romancers powering the soul to certain skepticism. The great ingathering, lifeless, tacit, cursive progress. A quite straight vein of exoriation devolving. Is that stenography? Enough history? Hands clapping in the transept. A permit. A pennant. A card player. The divine service unwired. The pleasures of an open fire. She trills in raving repose. Her natural state, fatal and exquisitely cruel. Her trembling hiatus. The smells of hatred and injustice, burning deep with plague-like joy. Or is she tranquil fire, like topaz buried beneath a dark bush, like the gray light of evening, like a hunter's fire? Sip thee jasmines. She stirs to ancient tombs, wounded. In biblical, hour-long conversations, the smallest wind gives notice. Trauma and appeals neglected. Their sensorial ravishing wrath, her body roughshod, body processed for the exact current price, seeing that higher trace, ice, and the agony of eternal rest. The prominence of half-poets. Her best was to scrawl out each shout in a small hand, a scrawl collapsing in just the same way as the fading voices rising from the piazza. A deep-seated moan, the dread of penmanship anticipating the subordinate craft, the cursor's flash, stenography, the machine's hospitable whoop. Shout gorgeously, then, lowly accrual to the senator's yodel, like a gushing Michelangelo, risque and foreign. This simple machine crows its hosannas, strikingly electric. A medallion. Another adult male clamors for that growling churchly touch, firm and rough, the digits of thunder, the vein-swelled gambler. And though half-heard, half-ablaze, the result is not poetry, but only speckled and supple confusions. Gear mechanism of some raving mad cacophony. Her incision, the stunning writing of an impoverished, meddlesome howler. The understructure. The stripped subordinate word neither taps nor connives, is rather the calculative racket of a shrewd jutter, a woman unexampled, a bridge player's perfect finesse, a hatchling. Shamans provoke their pirated intoxicants into humiliating surrender. The best pin is an astringent wit, the downslope of earthly concern, exquisitely callow. A boy's pallid wonder in the keen early days, pale scheming toward black in part or branch. Theme songs. Reach out their shadows, the mottled shifts between modalities, the scrawny sounds of inadequate tags, the riotous onrush of unlamented death, the occasional fleck of travail and revulsion, an arboreal slash. Dearcate, continue your bright, piquant jots, their fragments and their tickling virgules, their faint specks of sky. Bathe them in your glee. But isn't that the whole topographic point? One group's slur is another's solicitation, tangencies twin. Rain in the valleys, snow on the peaks, even the least risque intimation is an important clue. A hand lurking, the diagonal jab in just a touch of sweat. Anecdotal vague talk like a cam's stroke, like the fluid sections of indirect holes, discussion's excavation smerged with salt. My very dear Kate, foregather a plan of attack underneath your mesmerizing song, a tinge of anything ardent. Tap emergencies for skimming devices. Rent an occasional picnic, the fawning spiritual nip. Believe in these, a child's new rocks, tar-soaked logs, movement's zesty slivers, voices assaulting the heart, clumps of blue molecules, blankets and jars tightened in lust. Tinted buttons and dahlias. As if dark skirts and poesy before each dawn, before each uneasy dawn, were an attack against the race. Gemstones captured as diamond radix, the brain teaser's conference. A mystery story, forensic and insane, forces coating metal. The thin thrill of combustion. Riddling whichever rhyme, intricate and suitable, the way epic demands an audience. The ancient myths of the single strong word, or the battlefield of Poltava, form leaving. There was that flare, an uncommon Sicilian brilliance, spheres flaming large, peaking in autumn, but too late, shivering in the cold, in the unbalanced box. If my harness is on fire, so is the force you cite with such positive stand. The costly boasts of military victories, menaces flung from the earth. Among the white houses, the 30 alcoves, the troughs of verse, within the yellow clay and murky rivers, the hot-blooded maneuvers, among pieces of yarn and fibs, among the wires, timber, and the open joy of self-conscious ire, wills a peculiar idea, the end of substance, a place to land. Seeing as one long green advising quiver, an entire elegy in a single cup of tea, savage dissension shaven from its pages, adamant as a rondo and as novel. Varnishes. Her pretty gray costume, a medieval miniature, the latent meanings of its accents and tantrums, dark soft knives and a 12-gauge and a long cocktail dress, the preening material act trimmed down and triggered, absence like naked moths, like an ecclesiastical robe drawn whirling over the shoulders, a circle's weight, a year in the unchanged years of an unchanged view, a full-dressed jungle as rigid as urethane, as brightly clever as a snowflake's points, fracture without rupture, the silence of fear. While the sea rustles in and out, the violence at the start, the quivering trifles, the cracking tension, the dawdling humor, occupation's crease. You are savvy in deflection, but with that emphatic awareness of the way words play and jump. The flavors of your face. This knife reaches deep into the flowers of your face, nearly edible. While waiting for the shriek to subside. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Revelations 10:10. Deny this age its spunky allegiances, this age against synthetic formation, its too willing incestuous love like a stern commandment, like the butterfly flames of Paris. Where is the slippery body, dark-skinned, voluptuous ascendant of damp savannas, theme of the dark sun? Why this delight in making of love just so many rental charges? Dower, Quaker, nearly all-night sex? Love unsustained. The polite thing, have sex and a talk. The state's word, biblically semantic. the Doxology, God's Navy Cross, Anthem's History Crushed. There should be dye stuff, smoky cobalt blue and ultramarine, sages writhing like rats, ritual from oval throats, cerulean oils and spiders, the percussion of poems, the spice of religious song. Until then, burn the book of all things bitter. Whoremonger's Journal. You dropped an amber thread. Emily Dickinson. Let the old acceptable formulae inflect their scenarios of stars, how they aptly turn on scripture. Character earmarked for quotation, mustard, stilted pathos neither birdsong nor fire. Listen instead for an inhumed catechism, the crucial revelation of italics delirious at the margins. Our cusp sketched in counterpoint, a monologue of signatures mixing. The calling card of the Word of God, a full-page brochure in burning counterpane. The sharp edge of a linguistic string, composition dramatically ablaze, a quarrel's amber thread. Deuteronomy's lesson, tongue of tolerance, diplomacy's language, where this half page is enough, its strand of words a crisscrossed catalog, the cruel banter of optical scatter. With a fondness for spring fragrance and the colors of winter. That one is vaguely moist and bitter. The burning, too. Cotton plants and rude skipping ropes. A good idea. An infant shall be my bride. A halyard bitterly sleek. A dual span and bitterly sleek. The wisecrack's vortex. The jibe of greenish intermissions. Perfectly green. In gold-filled halls. Endeavor a cherry rebuke. Slick twine and brilliant hemp. Slick twine is the jailbreak less brilliant. A day's rent. The cold of cold physical objects and sovereign causes. Broadwise and burnt-out incisions past. Silken cold binder of secret objects. Atomic number 6. Silken cold binder were all my secret objects. Less Christian, which, in the wagon lee, is softly noted. Weft to the warp's tune. An imprint neither impression nor purely glass nor new to. With this cup, spread round about the pungencies of her wealthy little stove lie the various Mrs. Arts and the capacities of crystal and live wind. A chalice of small lemons centers the table laden with plunder, English walnuts and pepper, a biscuit and ice, an empty vinegar bottle, a stalk of celery, a peach. A cup, a moment's grace, irredeemably fictional, as virgin and jewel bright, as a mouthful of electrical wire, as coriander, as $500 knives, as very old music and barely reputable wine.